I cannot.
No public hearing tonight. It'll be on next week.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this May 15th regular meeting of Oroville City Council. If you'll please join me in prayer as we open the meeting. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to be together this evening. We thank you for the tremendous privilege of being able to serve the residents of our community. We ask for your leadership and for your guidance as we meet here together this evening, and for your blessing on our city. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk could please call the roll.
Handwerk?
Yes, he is excused.
Asparis?
Here.
Shanklin?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Carr?
Here.
Mosley?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
All right, you should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from our May 1st, 2023 meeting. We have a motion to approve the minutes. I believe Mr. Mosley was first. He moves.
Second.
A second by Mr. Shanklin.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no one who is scheduled for public comment this evening, so we'll move on our agenda to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Utilities Committee. Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report today.
Thank you, sir. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. Just have one item. I would like to welcome Ms. Abby Wilson as a new city engineer, as well as I plan to follow up with her to go over transportation stuff in about 2 weeks, give her a little bit of opportunity to get her feet underneath her and hit the ground running. And with that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right, I'm sure there's plenty of work for her waiting for her to do. All right, our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report for now.
Good, thank you. Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
And our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met, so no report.
All right, thanks very much. No special committee reports for this evening, and so our mayor is excused from our meeting this evening, and so we'll move on to our Safety Service Director. Good evening. Do you have anything for us?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have a few comments from Mr. Wheeler. Our service department is completing all of their usual spring tasks, so there's lots of mowing and getting the cemetery ready for Memorial Day. Our pool is being filled this week, and the service department is working on getting the splash pad ready to open. So the first day for the pool and the splash pad this year is Saturday, May 27th. And then also Captain Kevin Baldwin has announced his retirement from the Oroville Fire Department after 44 years of service. So we want to thank him for his dedication and his service to our community, and we wish him the best in his retirement. Thank you.
Thank you. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did send out an email this morning concerning a couple of regulations, USAPA regulations that we're following. The first one rolled out on the in the beginning of April, and this one impacts the amount of particulates. You can kind of equate that to smoke and that stuff, kind of the byproducts of burning any kind of fossil fuels. This rule is in the proposal stage right now. It'll probably go through a comment period over the next 90 days, and subject to some changes there. But had some pretty significant reductions, close to 70% reductions that are mainly targeting the coal-fired facilities. And if there aren't any significant changes, and the lawyers don't spend too much time arguing in court, that thing would go into effect about 3 years after the rule is finalized. We think we're exempt from that based on some preliminary reads from our environmental council, but we'll kind of see where things go on that. If the agency is successful on that, they're already considering later on next year or the year following that, making another rule change, reducing that an additional 40%. So if you do the math, 70 plus 40 is a lot greater than one, but you know, the agency doesn't let numbers really stand in the way. But these are some of the issues that we're addressing from that standpoint. And then the article I sent this afternoon had to deal with some greenhouse gas emissions, mainly carbon dioxide emissions. And this proposed rule that is coming out of the president's office on Pennsylvania Avenue is mainly targeting the natural gas-fired facilities, which roughly produce about half the emissions of coal-fired plants do, but they are targeting those large gas plants who have been stepping up to play the role of a lot of the coal plants that have been shut down over the past several years. So we're really watching that one because it could have some impact on our Fremont facility. There's also talk in that language about resurrecting some language that has not been enforced during an Obama-era rule that dealt with that, that could come back and also impact coal-fired utilities. And that one, if it goes back and captures elements of the rule that was in place prior to Trump coming on board, that one could cause us some indigestion. So we'll be watching with that. We'll be working with our contacts in Washington and in the White House to see how the language of that evolves over the next several months, and hopefully be in position to not only posture ourselves but also protect the Fremont natural gas plant and our interest in the Prairie State coal plant out in Illinois. So you know, I think I mentioned a couple of the goals that US EPA had in store in 2023, and they are coming out swinging like they said they were going to do under this administration, and it's going to take a lot of diligence on our part to keep up with them, especially in the time frames, implementation time frames, along with some of the other insurability issues that we've been dealing with the past couple of years. So pretty good challenges ahead of us. Again, nothing's final until it's final, and we've you know, we have a strong presence in DC and a lot of the other offices that that are in position to have some influence on these proposed rules and regulations, and we'll just report out when we have a little bit more details, one, and then we'll just kind of see where the impacts are, and that'll kind of help drive where that generation plant goes in 2024 and beyond. So other than that, the rest of the utilities are pretty quiet for the time being.
Very good. And usually had a few years anyway without having to worry about this stuff after the city made a significant investment in the plant and LED lighting and all that stuff all around the community and all those energy saving projects. And maybe 4 years, I don't know, it wasn't that long that went by.
Those all went into effect in 2017, January 2017. And because they were so deep in nature that they had some pretty significant operating restrictions on us, that in this rule that came out, proposed rule that came out in April, that our operations is subject to maybe being exempt because we've already got such tight restrictions on us for them to impose tighter regulations and more environmental controls on a facility that already has a very limited number of operating hours already on it. They do exempt cases like that, but you know, they can talk about exempting, but again, until we see that in black and white. But we have a lot of precedents in some of the rules that have come out since we had that limitation placed on us, and they've held up pretty good, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, carry that water through in our discussions with them and kind of stay off the radar.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that update. We appreciate all your work there. Our finance director, Ms. Drimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Okay. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. Likewise, I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have nothing to report, and so we can move on our agenda to our old business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance C-23. I move this ordinance be placed on third reading.
Second, Carr.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spiras.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Ordinance C-23, an ordinance amending the zoning map created by Chapter 1101 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Warrville, Ohio, to reclassify a parcel of land located on the west side of Crown Hill Road, parcel number 59-00325.000, consisting of a frontage of 120 feet and a depth of 200 feet in the City of Warrville, Ohio, from C1 commercial to R1 residential.
Very good. Of course, this ordinance, along with the next one, D23, go hand in hand, and they both really should be passed together. Are there any additional comments or questions before council votes on this?
This has been open for public comments. It's gone the full three readings. We haven't received any comment to the contrary. It seems like a reasonable fix. So I move ordinance C-23 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spiras.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spiras.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Ordinance D-23. I move this ordinance be placed on third reading.
Second.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance D-23, an ordinance amending the zoning map created by Chapter 1101 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Warrville, Ohio, to reclassify a parcel of land located at 1731 Andover Road, parcel number 59-02970.000, a 2.2760-acre lot in the City of Warrville, Ohio, from R4 residential to R1 residential.
And similar to the previous one, any questions or comments, clarification needed for this before council votes?
As Mr. President said, this goes hand in hand with the first ordinance, and again, it's been through its entire cycle. I move that ordinance D-23 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spiras.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes tonight's old business, and so we can move on to new business. Mr. Larson.
Ordinance E-23. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance E-23. An ordinance repealing and replacing section 55.19, I'm sorry, that's section 505.19 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Warrville, Ohio, regarding housing of certain animals.
Mrs. Inslee, I didn't know if you were prepared with any comments on this tonight.
Well, really, this was an initiative that came from council and worked with Cheryl, so I can answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Any questions or discussion on this?
Well, just to shed light on it, let's say it's an ordinance to address the raising of chickens and rabbits within the City of Warrville, which is now the ordinance as it reads now is very restrictive, and this would actually allow for individuals to be able to raise those animals legally and within certain constraints. They'll need to get a permit to do that, and there will be a limitation on the number of animals that they can raise. One of the things that we had hoped to do was enable kids with 4-H projects, for instance, to stay within the limits of the law. You know, we didn't want to make outlaws out of 4-H kids. It limits the number of poultry to 6. It prohibits roosters. It makes provisions for setbacks from residences. And we met in committee to discuss it, and I think the legislation reads in a way that took into consideration everyone's thoughts. We had citizen representation at that meeting as well, folks that were in favor of being able to change the ordinance and be able to raise chickens and take protein from their own land in the form of eggs. So that's what this does.
If I could piggyback those comments, this is a change in the zoning code if passed, so it does go 3 readings. We do have a public hearing, and similar to what we just did with the zoning change and the residential properties. So this does give us an opportunity to get feedback from the public and to determine if there's anything that needs to be further tweaked. We have spent some time looking at other municipalities and what their ordinances are, and as well as the comments that the council of the whole made, as well as citizen comments that were presented at that meeting. So we've attempted to encompass what we think is workable for both the city and for the residents.
Yes, Mr. Shankle.
Is there any way to pause enforcement of the legislation as it's written now until we pass or ultimately make a decision on the legislation at hand?
You mean pause pause
the enforcement of the current?
Well, as it would be now, we would have 3 readings, so that's 6 weeks right there, and then you have an additional 30 days after the legislation passes. Mm-hmm. And so it would be, another 30 days beyond that before it would go into effect.
No, I'm meaning pause the enforcement of our current.
Yeah, at this point in time.
Oh, I apologize. I misunderstood what you said. Yeah. It only takes 2 or 3 times.
Due to this being before you, we aren't really enforcing that at this point, knowing that it's going to change.
Yeah, so I believe what we're doing currently is we're kind of taking a soft approach. We know that there are people here with chickens. I think we're kind of doing a wait and see soft approach, especially with the new enforcer just
arrived. Right.
That be pretty accurate?
That's accurate. If we will obviously go out and take a look, if there's a serious issue, we would intervene at that point. But as long as they're kind of abiding by what the new regulations were, just kind of waiting until to see if these pass and go into effect.
Yep, perfect.
So the great chicken roundup is off.
What? What's interesting, of course, enforcement is an issue with this, and we know there are people in the community now that have chickens and have rabbits and 4-H projects, and so if this resolution or ordinance would not pass, then there would be enforcement required for those properties. And if it does pass, then there's enforcement required for those. But at least then you have some regulation for the people who have those animals now. There isn't any. There's some things to consider there as well. So next meeting we would have the public hearing, I assume? Okay. Yeah, very good. So our next city council meeting is scheduled for June 5th. And so there would be a public hearing before that meeting, be right here in council chambers. Any additional questions or discussion? All right, very good then. I believe that concludes our new business for this evening, and so we'll move on to any comments for the good of the order. Mr. Warson.
Well, this is an official report of the Parks Committee. I just thought that I would mention that we did meet as a committee, and one of the things that came out of that committee is the grand opening of the skate park So you can mark your social calendars for June 25th. That's a Sunday from 2 to 5. Should be a fun event with various fun features that we will let the chairman of that committee speak about in the next meeting. But I just wanted you to reserve that day for yourselves. And also, too, I wanted to commend Kevin Baldwin on those years of service. You know, we've been very lucky in this town to have many, many folks join the volunteer fire department. Some of them give, you know, a few years, some of them give a few decades, and some of them give a lifetime. And Kevin is one of those lifetimers. And it's just a very, very present force, always involved in everything. And he'll definitely be missed, and we've appreciated his service.
Yeah, certainly one of those things that makes Orrville a unique community and is a source of the pride that Orrville has. So, anything else? Yes?
I have one question in reference to the skate park. Is the dog park open yet?
I don't believe it is.
It is not quite open yet. We don't have a date on that yet, but as soon as we do, we'll put it on Facebook and on our
last
website.
Time I wandered by, there was no sign.
Okay.
So just for the recording, the question was, is the dog park open yet as we anticipate the skate park opening? Yes.
Mr. Wheeler had me tell someone yes the other day.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Like we said, it is open.
Yeah, so. I didn't get that memo.
I think I recall at the meeting last week, the committee meeting, Ryan said that the upper part of it, the big dog side, wasn't quite grown in yet, but the lower side was okay.
Okay. I believe we had a date for the actual, we have the opening ceremonies for the skate park, but then there was another date where we think it will be open.
Well, we know that the ramps will be installed beginning actually Memorial Day weekend is when they're moving in to install them, and it should take 2 to 3 weeks. So as soon as things are set and things are installed, then it'll be usable. And as soon as it's usable, we can certainly use it.
Okay.
However, we wanted to make a big deal out of the grand opening since it's been such a long, hard road to get the thing
done. That's right. All right. Anyone else? Not hearing anything, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn, Mr. President.
Florissa moves.
Second.
Mosley seconds.
Ferris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The next regular meeting for Orrville City Council will be June 5th, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you. Bless. Good night.